Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Red Flag. This file will help you protect yourself against bad suggestions. It'll help you awaken when you feel something is happening that makes you too uncomfortable. In a way, it is an escape from trance, but it also helps you understand that it is okay to not like something, that it is fine to feel as you feel. So first, let me help you to drop. This file is especially for people who tend to drop fast and easy, who tend to fall into trance as easy as just me saying drop to them. This file is especially for those people who get influenced deeply by my or someone else's words. As simple as a countdown is all it takes to stake someone deep. 10, no more thoughts. 9, sliding deeper. 8, going further. 7, letting go. 6, deeper in trance. 5, listening to my words. 4, three, deeper and deeper. Two, just letting go. One, drop. Now, all I'm going to do is help you to understand something. Your subconscious has natural triggers. It has natural defense mechanisms and warning systems in case something bad happens. If you smell smoke, a red flag goes up, takes you out of trance, and you want to check the origin of the smoke. And even simpler things can trigger your subconscious, like your phone ringing or the doorbell going. These things are natural triggers, warning systems, red flags that pull your mind out of trance and let you respond to something. Now, when you're nice and deep, when you've dropped very deeply, when you're feeling very following and obedient, very open and welcoming to someone's words, sometimes they may say something that you don't like. Sometimes they may say something that you feel opposed to. At times like those, if you want to, you can feel a red flag. The red flag will take you out of trance. You can say red flag to yourself, whisper it, echo it in your mind, however feels comfortable, and you'll wake up easily at your own pace. And while a red flag is active, you will not listen to whatever is being said. You will hear it, but it won't influence you, because when a red flag is raised, you need to deal with it first. You need to handle the situation, talk about it, find out what you do and do not want, and then you can continue again as easily as 3, 2, 1 drop. Because it's easy to drop, isn't it? And when it is this easy to drop, it's also important that you remember that your feelings are important. Your limits, your emotions, your doubts are important. When someone questions them or pushes them too hard, red flag. Let the person who's pushing know, or turn off the file that you're listening to. Give yourself time to deal with it, to handle it. Remember that a red flag is for you, for your protection, for you to be safe. So use it. Don't think that it's inappropriate or the wrong time. When you feel something should be or may be a red flag, it is, and it's important. It's very important for your dominant to tell them. It's very important for your dominant to tell them when you feel a red flag. And depending on the relationship you have with them, there are different ways of dealing with them. But I will leave that up to you and what you're doing. So for now, just drop deeper and deeper. And remember, the red flag is for your protection, and only you can raise it. Only you know when and why. Will you remember? Good. Now in a moment, I'm going to count you back up again. And I hope that you'll take this lesson to heart. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And remember,